Hey everybody. This week we're doing a rejection reflection. These are shorter, thank you for saying no interviews. They're 10 minutes or less and impromptu with people who have an inspiring thank you for saying no moment. That means we record these episodes anywhere and everywhere. We hope it inspires you and helps you start your day off on a positive note.
Hey everybody, it's Kenya, and this is the Thank You for Saying No podcast, where we find meaning in life's unexpected turns.
Hey everybody, I'm here with Lloyd George from The Creator Hub. Do you want to tell us what that's about?
Yes, The Creator Hub is a podcast for podcasters. I interview other successful podcasters to learn how they got started.
That's so awesome. I follow you and you have some really good tips and tricks and stuff.
Thank you.
I really like that. So I've known Lloyd for since March, actually, at the last conference.
Yeah.
And he's just really awesome. And I know he has some good thank you for saying no moments to share with us. So we had to get him on here. So tell us about a time you were told no, you said no, a situation didn't work out, and how you're grateful for that because of what it led you to.
Yeah, absolutely. So I feel like a few years ago, I was by day a project manager, and I applied for like what I thought was going to be like a life-changing job.
Yeah.
And I got to like the last round and I legit thought like the job was mine.
Yeah.
And then I got like a denial letter saying that I didn't get the job. And so I cried. I cried.
Yeah.
I cried. And then it wasn't until like later on in my career when I became a freelance project manager that I realized like this is exactly what I should be doing.
Yeah.
But I never would have had this moment if I hadn't like lost that job.
That same thing happened to me. Actually, I applied for this job with this agency, and everyone and their mother put in a good word for me. I knew everyone who worked there. Everyone was like, yeah, we got you. Like, we'll put in a good word. This is not, I interviewed, best interview I ever had. Second interview, best interview I ever had. I was like, it's mine. Like, I should just withdraw my applications from everywhere else. Like, I knew it.
Right.
I knew it was mine. And then I get the email and they're like, oh no, like, sorry, we're going to someone else. I'm like,
it's the worst
what?
when you know, like, I got this in the bag.
Yeah.
That is the worst. That makes it hurt.
It makes it hurt. I was bummed. I had to mourn that one. But truly though, same thing here is I ended up working for a different law firm. I love the job and it led me to this podcast, obviously, and also work that I really love, and I'm gaining experience I wouldn't have gotten.
Yeah, that's so true. And sometimes it just takes time to like realize that like it still worked out in my favor, especially when you're like still hurt about the actual like no.
Yeah. And so when did you start your podcast?
I started my podcast in December of 2021.
That's awesome. So it's like if you hadn't got that job, or if you had got that job, you might not have been where you're at today.
1000%. I definitely would not, just because like it would have taken me in a different career trajectory.
Yeah.
And so now it's just like I'm just so grateful that that happened, because it's like this is like my passion.
Yeah, I can see it. I can see it. And I think when you're passionate about something, people are more attracted to it. And I think it's growing definitely because of that.
I really appreciate that.
Yeah, that's awesome. Thank you so much.
Thanks for giving me the chance to share my story.
Yeah.
Follow and subscribe to the Thank You for Saying No podcast, and you'll get every episode as soon as it's released.